Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
What's up, party people? Happy MLK Day. Hope you are doing well on this very historic week as Donald Trump will become president on Friday, and the president of the United States currently, Barack Obama, will step away. This will be his final few days, and then he's flying out to jolly old me. He's going to be out here. He and his wife are leaving straight from the inauguration onto a helicopter. A helicopter will take him, and he will fly what was his Air Force One. Will not be that now, but that was his. And he will fly out here to Palm Springs and spend some downtime. It's going to be a very interesting week, to say the least. Already it's starting. By the way, the insanity of people out there and the fear factor of people out there of the potential of all of these things that Donald Trump may or may not do, his administration may or may not do, the rights that he's going to stomp on, the things that are going to happen, it's absolutely insane. Can you please, for the love of sweet God, get a hold of yourself? I'm serious. And you know what? We can blame the millennials for a lot of this fear-mongering and this cuckoo-ness, but there's a lot of people that are older that I see that are terrified of the potential of what may happen. We were joking about it earlier. It was hilarious. Phil and I are talking off air. Producer Phil and I are talking off air. And we said something about Jared Kushner. Wouldn't it be hilarious if a year from now there's peace somewhat in the Middle East? The Israelis and the Palestinians are getting as good as they're going to get along and as good as they ever got along, and that there's jobs back in America. We all got a little skip in our step, and everything's going to be, wouldn't that be hilarious? And then producer Anthony walks in and he goes, wouldn't it be hilarious if Jared Kushner got this thing sorted out? And we're all laughing our asses off because we don't know what's going to happen, right? We do not know what's going to happen. We don't. But I'll tell you what. Let me tell you where my shame comes in. My shame comes in the way that people are acting. You lefties out there who are obnoxious and absolutely acting like ass clowns. You know who you are. You threaten Jennifer Holliday, the singer, with death threats. The B Street Band now canceled because they're getting back. Are you kidding me? You're hearing stories about, you know, Project Veritas, and, you know, you're going to hear about that over the next couple of days, that they want to just, you know, people want to disrupt this thing, and they're going to try to do all they can to stop any of the balls from happening and any of this stuff from going on, and they're going to stop it. Act like mature adults, please. Please. And by the way, if you do something stupid, and Phil, I don't know if you've heard any of this stuff, but they're planning on doing all kinds of things, including disrupting train traffic and all of this stuff there. I have news for you. If you get shot doing something, that's on you. That is. That is. On a serious side, yeah?
Much like the Black Lives Matter protests around here, screw up with anyone's commute, you're going to get in trouble.
That's it. I mean, you know, we had the same thing here. When people go, the March for 15, when they walk down the freeway in Los Angeles, and you think to yourself, this will endure us to people. No, it won't. These are people coming from a job or going to a job. This isn't enduring you to anybody. And if you go and do something as stupid as what some people are saying that potentially could happen, it's on you. You are showing the immaturity that you have as an American, not understanding, you lost. You needed to play sports as a kid and find out what winning and losing was about, and you didn't do it. Good God, you idiots. It is MLK Day, Martin Luther King, and John Lewis is not going to show up at Trump's inauguration. And if you don't know who he is, he's a congressman. He's from Georgia, I think the 5th district, somewhere around there. He is 5th congressional district. He is a civil rights leader. He is a guy who has been around forever and a day. He was part of the Freedom Riders. This was a guy who marched. This was a guy who knew what it was like to be told to sit in the back of the bus. This is a guy who got hit on top of his head. This is a guy who had the dogs and the hoses turned on him. This is a real civil rights leader. All right? I may not agree with him. I'm not a fan of it. I think if you're, you know, you have to, you're going to have to work with them at some point in time if you want to get some stuff done, right? You're going to have to at some point in time. And that's my frustration in this. I understand some of his frustration. And if it was race-based or a lot of this stuff, that'd be one thing. But blaming it on Russia, you're coming across as a sore loser again. Blaming it on Russia, blaming it. I don't buy into any of this stuff. But he has now led what is seeming to be more and more people on the Democratic side that are stepping away from the inauguration, and it's crap. The office needs to be respected. But you know what, Republicans? A lot of people out there are upset about Obama. They said a lot of things. A lot of people were pissed. A lot of people were angry. There was a lot of rhetoric out there as well. Turnabout is fair play, so stop your bitching as well. But here is what John Lewis said about President-elect Trump.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be very difficult. I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
See, again, you're making it tougher on you. And then you're starting a war. As we can tell, Trump is not going to back down from anything. Trump is not going to back away from anything. Trump is going to continue to be Trump. But I think that was a shot at Trump and the birther movement right there. I do. I think that was a shot at that. But he continues to talk about the inauguration.
It would be the first one that I miss since I've been in the Congress. You cannot be at home with something that you feel that is wrong.
No, if you feel it's wrong, I understand what you're saying. But then you fight him on the floor. You fight him where you think you can fight him. You do those things, but you still respect the office. That's the thing. You still respect the office. That, to me, is the issue. That, to me, is the big issue I have with John Lewis. You want the respect of the other leaders out there. You go, and then you fight him where the fight needs to be had. You're already saying, I'm going to fight him everything, every tooth, every nail, every place I can fight him, and no matter what it is. And by the way, I have news for you. There are people out there rooting for him to fail because failure will make them feel better. Success will hurt their feelings. That's sad. But it wasn't just all about, you know, he's a bad person, he's this, that, and the other. This is the real reason why he's not going.
There was a conspiracy on the part of the Russians and others to help him get elected. That's not right. That's not fair.
First of all, life's not fair. Secondly, not one person changed. There was no votes changed by the Russians. There was zero votes changed by the Russians. All right? So zero. Of all the votes that were changed by the Russians, zero were it. This is the world we live in. And I look at our leaders, right? I look at our leaders, and I think if our leaders, and you're on the Democratic side, you see your Democrats acting like, so by the way, in California, I think right now, I don't even know if any Dems are going, but I look at this across the board, and I think to myself, the attitude you have, you are showing that the people who are going to go there and throw a massive fit, who are crying on the internet, who are whining and bitching and moaning like sore losers, you are showing them the way to do this. Conspiracy theory. Get over it, for God's sakes. Nobody bought into any of that crap. All that we heard was all that we believed. That's it. She talked about stuff that didn't matter. He talked about things that did. Not a good way to start. This week's going to be interesting. And then you got your, what is it? You got a million women supposedly coming on the day after. What are they marching for? Do we have any idea? Is it just for choice or there's just other things? I have no idea at this point in time. So many marches, so many petitions, so many whining, so many moaning. Get on with the job. Let's just shut up and get on with our lives. I have never in my life been so absolutely angry as to say to myself, I'm going to go march at something. Something has angered me so much that I need to go stand there with a sign to show my anger because I'm busy with my life. Sore losers. I understand that you may be afraid. I understand about all of those things, but your attitude towards it all is showing that you're more of a sore loser than anything else. And before you go, just remember this. As you demonize Trump and you say all the things you say, you're also telling the 61 plus million people that voted for Trump or whatever it is, that they're basically
idiots as well. Remember that. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text us, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Producer Phil, I don't know if I'm supposed to be offended by this or not. I talked to Anthony, and it's always a qualification. I went to the gym, and I need to lose like 20, 30 pounds, but I'm not gross. I'm not obese. I'm not disgusting. I ran a hard mile. In fact, most people, I think, would be stoked to run. I ran a mile probably in about 8 minutes. And then I hit the weights, and then I swam a half a mile really fast without stopping. And got up, and then I sat in the jacuzzi, and then I bounced back to work. And the guy, as I got out of the pool, he goes, you know, we were watching you, and, for a big guy, you've just got great endurance, and you just go. And I was thinking to myself, is he saying I'm a fat guy and fat guys should not do what I do? Or was he paying me a compliment because I'm not a thin guy, but I'm not a fat guy? I couldn't tell.
I think it was a compliment. I'd take it as one.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take one. Because you know what? I always laugh, but I always tell everybody this. You look at me, and I'm not thin as a rail. I'm built like a house. I'm like a box. But I run miles all day long. I swim all day. I got no problems with any of that stuff. Even as out of shape as I've gotten over the last, 6-8 weeks, because I haven't worked out like I used to because I got sick in the whole 9 years. Let me tell you something. I get on the treadmill, boom, I'm gone. I have no issues with that. I see people around me, and I'm like, they look thin and fit and stuff, and they look like they're going to die, and they're like 2 minutes into a run. And I just laugh, and I'm like, my lungs are big, baby. Oh, man, so much stuff to get to. It wasn't all about the elephants, and PETA didn't win. There's a change in the air, and you could feel it. Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Went to Legoland this weekend. Question I asked on my show that I do in Sacramento earlier today. Jack and I, he had to go to the bathroom. I had to go to the bathroom. So we go in the bathroom. And we're always so worried about, is there a trans in the bathroom? It's a man dressed up like a woman in the woman's bathroom about ready to run off with a little girl somewhere, et cetera, et cetera. We don't want that to happen. You know, I have a question, and I want you guys to text me the answer, 323, or what you think the answer is, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. But you can also tweet at me, at Chad Benson Show. What is the age of you're too old to be in this bathroom? Because the gentleman brought his two daughters or his daughter and her friend into the bathroom. And they were well of age to be standing out there by themselves. They were probably, I want to say probably 11 to 13, but one of them had to be a little bit more towards the age of 13, and they were becoming young women. And I found it to be, you don't need to, that doesn't need to happen here. And it happens all the time. And like for me, Jack's 6 and a half. If I'm at a restaurant, I'll let him go. I'll watch the rest. If I can see the bathroom, I'll let him go in on his own, into his. His mom will take him into hers if it's an absolute must. Not going to leave him alone, obviously. But these are young girls. You're standing out there. Like, what do you think's going to happen there? I'm just curious. So what's the age? Is it like 7, 8, 9? Like, when can you leave your kid alone for 2 seconds to go in to go to the bathroom? And what's too old to be in the other person's bathroom? Curious about that. Text us, 323-538-2423. Ringling Brothers is gone. They're done. They're dusted. The bomb, gone. Circus is leaving town, and you're not a part of it. PETA says it's because of the elephants. And they admit that, the elephant thing did hurt because people don't want to go to the circus to see anything other than the elephants, which I don't know about that. But people don't want to go to the circus. The truth is it wasn't the elephants. It was the changing tide of entertainment. We've got different kind of nuclear family anymore. It's not what it once was. We've got a different kind of values that we look at. Kids want to do things on their own. They want it fast. They don't want to be tied down to one singular place doing one singular thing for a long time. Clowns are creepy. It's, we've got Cirque du Soleil. Those things are more entertaining. You remember when you were kids, like magicians were neat? Now the magicians are Chris Angel, people who can do crazy stuff. It's not about, like, pull a rabbit out of the hat anymore. They're different things. And why do I want to go to the circus, for instance, when I can get the things I want off YouTube? I think where they went wrong is 5-10 years ago, they should have said, you know what? To change this, we're going to have to make this more of an X Games, make this more daring, have that kind of stuff that is going to get people excited. Nobody wants to see, you know, a bear ride a bike or what. I don't even know. This has been so long. Like, is that what happens now? I've not been to a circus in years. Not that it's not funny, because a bear riding a little bike is hilarious. But when's the last time, Producer Phil, that you went to a circus? How old were you?
I think it was 1988.
So that's a long time ago. I haven't been to the circus. I can't even remember. Oh, God, I'm just trying to think. I think the last time I went to the circus, it was a circus. It was Ringling Brothers. And this was back in the day when they would show up and they would do it at like a shopping mall or you know, they would set up everything in their tents and you go there. It's been so long since I've been to the circus. Jack's never been to the circus. He didn't care about a circus. I mean, if I was them, I would have looked more towards the X Games and making it more entertaining that direction. You could still incorporate some of the animals. You could still incorporate some of that. But who wants to watch trapeze artists anymore, honestly? Who wants to watch those? People like daring X Games stuff. People, I mean, there are people jumping out of 8-story windows and GoProing themselves. The last thing I want to see you do is do a somersault, and if you fall, you hit a net. That's not daring to them anymore. It was as much about the changing tide of entertainment and where it's going as it was PETA thinking we've got a victory because we made them get rid of elephants. Not it. It's not. It's just that that's old and this is new. And people like the new better. And that's where we're headed. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text us, 323-538-2423. I want to know, what age is too old to be in the other's bathroom as a kid? Like, it's a fair question. 323-538-2423. Would you go to something if you got to be anonymous? Wait till you hear what this is. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Oh, MLK Day is today. I tweeted out something a little bit earlier. I said, what do you think MLK would make of both President Obama and President-elect Trump? How do you think he would look at them? Because if you think he would just only love President Obama and couldn't stand Donald Trump, I think he'd be sorely mistaken. I think he would find strength and weaknesses in both. I absolutely do. He was a guy that was willing to look at stuff like that. But it's an interesting thing to ask yourself, especially on this day. You know, and Producer Phil, what is it in Biloxi? Is it Great Americans Day?
It is Great Americans Day in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Great Americans Day in Biloxi, Mississippi. Wow, how times have still not changed. Can you hear me out there in Biloxi? Can you? Can you hear me? Jeez, my God. Oh, man, I have been to some places in the Deep South, and you're just thinking to yourself, yeah, we haven't really moved that far away. It's a little slow here. It is. It is. I mean, they're looking at us like, you guys outsiders? Nope. I'm just coming from the old holler over there. Let's get out of here before we get killed. This is, you know, what was that movie? Was it not Defiance, but a
Deliverance?
Deliverance, that's right. You boys, look, you got some pretty lips. But it is Martin Luther King Day for the rest of us here in the 2000s. You know, look, a great man, a civil rights leader, to say the least. I mean, you could talk. No superlative is ever going to capture who he was. Right. He was a very complex man as well. Right. Very complex. And a guy that led through nonviolence, and a guy that, that had his beliefs and a guy that stood, you know, stood up to what he, you know, which was truly, I mean, the United States government, I mean, the FBI was building a file on this guy. You know, they were coming for him. They were doing all they can. A black man scared the government. And, you know, all of it was a day of anger and a day of the days of fighting and the days of doing all that they possibly could to try to further something. Further something that he believed that all of us in America were born with. His speech that day that and many of us invoke and we talk about, it still gives you chills. And just take a listen to just a snippet of what was, you know, still to this day, one of the great, great speeches of the 20th century.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Very moving. The entire speech was amazing. And it, just that day and where we have come. And we've come a long way. Look, you know what? We still fight. We still have issues. We still have problems in this country we need to address. And to address those issues, we have to talk about them. I don't think one thing I know about Martin Luther King, reading and studying and looking up is he liked dialogue. He wanted dialogue. He knew there was going to be give and take in life. He needed to have that. And he was a very strong and proud man. And he was a guy that was a shrewd businessman. Would have made a great CEO. Would have made an app just like Mother Teresa. You know, you don't find, I'll tell you this right now, amongst people who become leaders like this, you do not find people that aren't shrewd, that aren't tough, that aren't very aggressive in the style and things that they do. Even though it's very pragmatic at times, the way they think it out, when they go for it big. And I tell you what, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, all of them would have been hell of a CEO. They would have been big business leaders because they looked at things like this and they ran it from that kind of standpoint. It was a movement. Nowadays, it's a movement where there's business and profit involved, but he ran it as such. And I think, you know, I look at him and I look at all the things that he tried to get done in his lifetime that didn't get done in his lifetime. And you think about where we are in race right now. One of the things I put on the poll today, you can check it out at Chad Benson Show. It was about race. And over these last 8 years, where are we when it comes to race? Where are we? I asked, do you think race relations have improved under Obama? 95% says no. 5% says yes, they have. I don't think race relations have improved at all, and I think they've gotten worse, and I think both sides, by the way, are to blame in this. Because I think there was a huge wall at first when Barack Obama came in. Not all of it was race. A good portion of it, I thought, too, was also the fear factor of you know, this guy was pushing socialist agendas and things like that. And, you know, the gods and the guns and the whole nine yards. I think there was that. But the left side of the aisle never wants to deal with race. Never wants to deal with race at all. They want to deal with it in a way where it makes them feel guilty and it makes them feel good. Meaning, oh, I feel guilty because I'm white. Let's get rid of the Confederate flags. Now I feel good. Never really addressing the things that actually matter in race and race relations. There is I got an article over the weekend sent to me by my man, Anthony. He sends me this article about, this is so insane, Racist Anonymous. And they're propping up and churches and community centers across the globe. Not just here, by the way, not just like 40 countries. There is this. And it's where people go in and they essentially, you know, doing what colleges are doing as well, is that, you know, you go in there and you feel guilty and you talk about, you know, bigotry and racism and stuff. And look, I have said it over and over. Every one of us in our lifetime has had some sort of racial thought, some sort of racist belief, whether it be for a second or a minute, or you scream something, or or you are pissed. We all have. Not everybody is a racist. Do we all have bias? Absolutely. Every one of us on earth has a bias of some sort. No matter how inclusive you think you are, now how diverse you think you are, everybody's got a bias in some way, shape, or form. The left screams, no, 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 but yes, you have no diversity of thought. There is no diversity of thought where you come from. Zero. Zilch. Nada. And then the right, yes, we've all had thoughts. And if you say you haven't, you're lying to yourself. Everybody has. And again, I look at racism. There's racism and bigotry. You know, people being mad or people saying something, people saying a joke, that there's bias and stuff. You know, people worried about, what these people are like next door and they're moving in. There's a bias that, maybe I'd like to have a white person move in. Maybe I'd like to have an Asian person move in, whatever. But at the same time, you meet them and you find out your friends, you had it for a moment. You had the thought for a second. And don't think that it doesn't happen the other way. Don't think it doesn't happen. Don't think in certain neighborhoods across the country, they see the young hipsters move in and they start thinking they're going to gentrify our place and turn this into, this gentrification. Don't think that doesn't happen. We've all had thought processes. Every one of us has. That's just who we are as human beings, right? That's just who we are. But we got to stop with the guilt. And the funny thing is, if we really want to get serious about race, I've said it, I'll continue to say it, then let's talk about it. Let's have an open dialogue about it. Let's absolutely have an open dialogue. Let's everybody try to do the best we can to understand what the other person's going through and what they, as best as possible. Because putting yourself in a situation that somebody isn't putting them in through their entire life experiences. Put yourself in the best possible situation you can and think about it. And vice versa. But we can't do that nowadays. We can't talk about things because we have thought police everywhere. And thought police does what thought police do, which is make sure that we only just tiptoe and scrape the surface of something, never really getting down to the nitty gritty. We only treat this part of the symptom. We don't actually treat the disease. And if we're going to fight this thing, if we're going to do all that we can to get to the point where we've eliminated a good portion of what's left out there, then we need to have dialogue. We absolutely need to have dialogue. But we won't. Because in this day and age, feelings and how we look override having a conversation. That's what they override. How is this going to make me look? Well, if I feel guilty, that'll make everybody stop paying attention to me. And if I say something that supports my kind of guilt situation, it'll be good for all. But it doesn't address the issue. Saying you're sorry, let's get down to why there's issues in life. Let's get down to why there's problems. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. Let's deal with it. Absolutely. Blacks and people of color in this country have had a raw deal. They've got it better than some. Yeah, absolutely. But they've had a raw deal. If you go back and look through history. But that can't be changed. So how do we move forward? We have a discussion. We have a discussion of how we can make each other better. We have a discussion that how we can learn about each other more. Because it's just a meat suit. That's all it is. It's a meat suit. Color, it's just a meat suit. Underneath, we're all the same. Same blood, same heart, same lungs. Now, granted, some of us haven't taken better care of those things, but by and large, that's all that's underneath there. And we have to have a conversation. And I don't think that we do in this country anymore because we have the fear of looking bad. We have a fear of actually being honest with one another, and it goes both ways, people of color and us crackers. But until we can have that conversation, then it's just all pretend. It's all slapping each other on the back and saying, look, we got rid of a Confederate flag. Now everybody's better, right? That's all it's going to be. And I think that's sad. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show. We're asking you, when is the time when a child no longer has to go with mommy and daddy into the bathroom? What's too old? Terry just tweeted at me, eight is too old to be in mixed bathrooms. I think that's about, I think 7-8 is okay. Again, 7-8. I think that's fine. Now, granted, if your kid has special needs or something, don't shoot me with those. Well, my kid's, but no, we understand that. But if your kid is, I don't know, has an Adam's apple and he's 6'3" and he's driving a car, I don't think he needs to be in the woman's bathroom. And if your daughter, you know, is becoming a young woman, I don't think she needs to be in the man's bathroom. That's what I'm trying to say. All right? You can text the show, 323-538-2423. What a game. What a game. What a game. Wow. Chad Benson Show.
Blah, 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 blah. He's Chad Benson.
What a weekend of football. My Patriots won. I was surprised at... It was, I love my son so much. We went to Legoland on Saturday and just had the best day. It was like, it was amazing. Ninjago, he's a big Ninjago freak. And so we went there. We rode the Ninjago ride. We did all kinds of stuff. We wandered around. We had just the best time. And about 4 hours into it, because we got our passes, so he's going to be going there quite a lot. He said, Daddy, we should... he goes, I'm hungry, but I kind of want some Mexican food or something. I said, you know what? That sounds good. We can go do that. And he goes, and the football game's on. So we went and watched the football game, and bam. Like, the team I thought wasn't going to win at home won at home. It was my only... I've only missed two of these playoffs. And again, the Seahawks disappointed me. Normally, I pick against them, and they disappoint me by winning. This time, I picked them, and they disappointed me by losing. And, man, I'm telling you, the Falcons look good. And everybody has got the Green Bay Packers laying out the Falcons this weekend. Atlanta's at home. They have an explosive offense. But I watched. That was an incredible game. I got one text from Phil yesterday, and it says, this game's rigged, the Cowboys and the Packers. And I was like, no, but it was back. It was fourth. It looked over. You're like, this game's done. This game's done. There's like no way. And then all of a sudden, boom, they come back. And boom, not only do they come back, they tie the game. Then here comes, you know, Rodgers. He goes down. They kick a field goal. Oh my God. Oh my God. Here comes, you know, the Cowboys. And they go, they kick a field goal to tie it. And then the play that matters, the field goal is great. I mean, you know, Mason Crosby hits that field goal. Boom, they win the game. He hit that 56-yarder. It was third and like 15. Rodgers scrambling to his left. Guys on him. He looks up. He throws the ball to where nobody should be. His guy gets it. One guy saying it's incomplete. The other guy saying it's complete. Then they kick a field goal, but Jason Garrett called the timeout. So you got to kick it again. Is he going to think about it? Boom. And the place goes nuts because if you're sitting there watching it, the ball's drifting right, then it knuckles, then it heads back. It goes left, then it goes right, then it goes left, then it goes right, and then it goes in.
Into the NFC Championship game. It is good. The Packers are moving on.
Insane.
Aaron Rodgers has done it again.
48 million people watched that game. If you think the NFL's dead, you're wrong. Then last night, we had the Ice Bowl Part 2 because they had to delay the game because Kansas City had an ice storm. And I watched that game, and then that's got controversy because the ref made a play on a two-point conversion, and the ref made a call where he called a holding, which was probably true. It was probably a holding. I mean, the NBA, if they were to call traveling, it would look weird. Like, it just if they called holding on every single play in football, they could, by the way. There is a hold going on every single play in football. But that game was good. And then you have my Patriots who played horribly, yet they still won by, I think they won by, was it 38-14? Is that what it was? 36-14? Something like that. And I think they beat the spread. It's amazing. It was like such an amazing weekend in sports. I love war. But I just, there's something about Aaron Rodgers. There's just something about that guy. That guy is like nothing seems to bother him at all except for his family, like because he doesn't like his family at all. But it was just amazing to watch. Amazing games to watch. I did not see a movie this weekend. I wanted to. Movies, 3-day weekend. You know, it was you know, Hidden Figures won again. La La Land, Sing. Number 4, Bye Bye Man, the horror movie. It's going to finish with about $15, $20 million. That doesn't sound like a lot, but when a movie costs $7 million to make, you're doing okay. You're doing okay. I wanted to go see it this weekend, but I didn't have a chance. But at that, you know, it was just a very quiet weekend for movies. And producer Phil pointed something out to me today. There's no Monday Night Football, people. There is none. You go home tonight, there's no Monday Night Football. Ladies are excited, right? But there is no Monday Night Football. All that's left is three games. Two games on Sunday, and then in 3 weeks, the Super Bowl, and then that's it for like 9 months. It's very depressing. It is. You may not like it, but I love it. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. By the way, Super Bowl tickets have plummeted after the loss from the Cowboys, like just fallen like a rock in water. Text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You can email us, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. This be here, the one and only Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.